on top. The Mishnah says, Uvakirin Marovas Droimis. This was the west south side of the Mizbeach, on the corner of the Mizbeach. Ho Yushnei Nekovim. So really was going on the bottom of the Mizbeach, was going on the Yisoid. On the Yisoid, the first Amad there, the bottom of the Mizbeach, so on this west south side, Ho Yushnei Nekovim. There are like two holes over there. Kimin Shnei Chetomim, like two nose, like two small holes, dark and very small holes. Shehadomim Hanitonim Ala Yisoid Marovi. The locher is the shirayim of the dam. You're supposed to spill on the yisoid of the mizbeach. So it used to spill it on the yisoid, and the dam used to drip down these holes to go downwards. So locher was that the shiri dam of the chatas hapnim that they used to spill on the yisoid marovi on the west side. So on this nekev, on this hole that was towards the west of it, and on the yisoid drumi on the south side of it. That was the rest of the shirayim of other korbanos. That the shirayim of the dam was spilled on the side of the drami. Now, umisarvim ve'amo, and it will go down these holes. Umisarvim ve'amo would mix in to the amo. That's the flow of water that went through the azara, and v'yotzno nachol kidron. The water of this amo would go out to this nachol called kidron. Where there it's brought down that the balaginas, the gardeners, used to buy it off the gizbar to use it to fertilize their fields. So that's what used to happen with the Shiuri Hadam, who went down these two holes on the west-south side of the Mizbeach. Now, Mishneh Gimel, Lemato v'ritzpa v'yaitzen ha-keren, on the bottom on the floor, it's not on the side itself, but next to the corner, also on this west-south side, v'yaitzen ha-keren, mokum ho-yisham amalama, on the floor there, there was a place in Amma by Namo, the Tavla Shoshayish, there was a piece of marble there, this size of Namo by Namo, the Tabas Hoysekvua board had a ring on top of it, Sheboy Yordan Lashish, from there, like it was covering up, there was holes there that went down Lashish, it went all the way down. It went to the Chalal that was underneath the Yisrael of the Mizbeach, that's where the Domim used to go there. And the Menachemites used to clean it out there once in a while, because the blood used to gel up there. In order to make the holes, the canal straight down, they used to clean it out. Now the kevesh hoya l'droy mishum mizbeach. The kevesh, the whole plank going up the mizbeach, that was towards the south side of the mizbeach, the durham side of the base of Midish. Now the kevesh itself was shloishim mushtayim al-roichav shesh esri. It was 32 amas long, and it was wide 16 amas. Urevua hoyslo b'marovoy, on the west side of it, there was like a revua, some said there was a little square thing, like a little chalon, like a little window there, a little cabinet over there. Shesham hayu neistim psuli chatoy seif. When you had a chatoy seif that became posel, they used to put it over there in the meantime. They used to put the psuli chatoy seif over there, until it came l'day neiser, then afterwards to take it out in the base asreifa. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Echod avnei hakevesh, v'yechod avnei hamizbeach. Is the avonim that we use for the kevesh that going up the mizbeach, or else the avonim that we use to make the mizbeach itself with. So these things were midikas beis kerem. Used to take these stones out of the place called bikas beis kerem. That was a place used to get nice smooth stones there. The choifrin lamata, they would dig down over there mehapsula from ground that was never used yet. Like a besula or the isha was never used yet, used to dig by ground that was never touched yet. Or meviya misham avarim shleimus. They bring from that ground there, from this bikas beis kerem, nice complete stones to use to make the mizbech and the kevesh. And also had to be stones for huna falei and barzel. No metal was used upon it. Shah barzel peisel benegiya. Because if metal touches these stones, if possible, you can't use them, these stones, to make the mizbech or the kevesh. Or the begimah of a chol dover, who had done this to pick out like a little notch, a little hole in the stone, then it's possible no matter what caused that notch, let it be wood or whatever it is, it also puzzles the stones. It has to be pure, and also that metal never touched it. Now, what's going to be nifkum achas me? Let's say one of the stones of the mizbeach gets a crack, gets a hole in it. So the ochr is he psula. Only this one is psula, but the kulung sheris, all the other stones are like a crusher. Now, umalabnin ois, and they just took out that one stone and exchanged it, put another stone there instead. Now, umalabnin oison pamayim mishono. They used to like whiten the mizbeach twice a year. They used to put white lime around it. Yeah. Two times a year they used to clean up the mizbeach like a painter with white lime. Achas pesach, one right before Chag pesach. V'yachas pechag, once right before Sukkot. V'yahechol, what about in the Hechol, the Beis Hamikdash itself in the Hechol? Pam achas pesach, once a year, used to paint it with white lime. Once a year they did the Hechol. That means the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash, they painted once a year. Right before Pesach. Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi says, Kol Erev Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos, every Friday, Malavnin Oysim Amapa, used to clean off the Mizbeach with a Shmata light, used to polish it up. But they had done them because there's a lot of dam on the Mizbeach. So used to wipe off the blood once a week on every Friday. The Loyhoyu Sodin Oysim Bekofish Abazel, when he used to put this white line twice a year, they did not use a metal piece like to smear it on. Usually when you smear the lime, you use a metal piece to do it with. So on the Mizbeach, they didn't use metal. Why? Because again, Shema Yigav Yisra, maybe you come to touch the Mizbeach, and you're possible the Mizbeach, like we had before. Any stone that metal touched it, is possible to be used for the Mizbeach. The Chlal is why? Shah Barzal Nivola Katsuyim Shaladim. Barzal metal, like for knife or sword, is made to kill people. Va Mizbeach Nivola Aruch Yom Shaladim. Shaykh the Mizbeach, that's meant to have a kapor and have a long life because of that. So ain't it didn't, isn't it a svarah? It's not a svarah like Shiyunaf HaMekatzer Al HaMarech. It's not a svarah to use this metal that's Mekatzer a person's life to put it on the Mizbeach that's made LaMarech to make a long life. Now, Mishnah Hay. Yeah, the Mishnah Hay. The Taboyis Hoyu Litzvoynoi Eshel Mizbeach. There were tabois, rings, on the north side of the Mizbeach, on the floor there. Now, how many rings were there? Used to have these rings, used to put the head of the korban in this ring to hold it down, b'shal shchita. So all the way down on the north side of the Mizbeach, past the Mizbeach, on the north side of the Azara, he had these 24 rings there. Now, shishishdom, there were 6 rows. Shel arbab, each row had 4 rings. The Yesharim, some say, arba, there were 4 rows. Each row had 6 rings there. Kitzur, there were 24 tabos, 24 rings there. Shalayim shech the mesakotchim. That's what used to put the head of the korban in there to make it easy to make the shechita. It shouldn't move around too much. Then beis hamitpatchayim, the place where they did the extra shechita or cleaning out the behemis, hoyu letzvoynish mizbeach. It was also on the north side of the mizbeach. The yola by this beis hamitpatchayim, there was shemoina amudim nanosim. 8 small little pillows, small little poles, or revian shel erez al gabayim. There was a square piece of cedar wood on top of each one of them. And v'yun kolayis shel baz loik from them, he had metal hooks attached to each one of these pieces of wood. And ushleish shestorm hoyu lechol echad yechad. Each piece of wood had 3 rows of these metal hooks. Shebhem tilim, on these hooks used to hang up the animal, the korban, umavshitin, and they used to then skin the animal al shachonis shoshayish, or shachonis made out of marble, shebein hamudim. In between these pillows, these poles, there were tables there that the animal used to be like on that b'shash you were skinning it. Yeah, so they shouldn't drag along the ground. They used to put it on tables. I'm not sure if it used to be hanging and on the tables both together. They used to have it hanging on these hooks. At the bottom of the animal should not touch the floor. He used to have a table right next to it. So the kitzur was easy to work that way to skin the animal. Skin the korban. Now Mishnah Dalet HaKiyur, that's the vessel where they made the kiddush, they washed the hands from. So HaKiyur Hoye Beinulam L'Mizbeach. Where was it in the Beis Hamikdash? It was between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. A little bit further up on top of the Mizbeach towards the Durham side. Or Moshe Kalpidom, a little bit towards the Dorm, the south. It was more south than the Mizbeach was. That's where the Kiyur was. Now, Bein Ulam and Mizbeach, how much space was there between the end, between the Amaram side of the Mizbeach and the Ulam? It was Shtayim and the Yesam Amud, 22 Amis there. Now, what happened to these 22 Amis? There were 12 steps going up from the Azora, going up to the Ulam. Now, each step was Rum Maila Chatsiyam. Each step went up an Amma, a Chatsiyamma. The Shilcha, then it went flat, straight. The width of it was an Amma. That's why these steps were different than the other steps. The other steps we had went up half an Amma, went in half an Amma. Here it went in a full Amma. Now, this happened Amma Amma. The first two steps were that way. It went up half an Amma, then it went in an Amma. Went up half an Amma, then went in an Amma. Then V'roivet Sholish. Then the third elevation, the third step, like also went up a Chatzi Amma, but there it was wide, three Ammas, space, the biggest space. Then again it went up the Amma Amma, it went up a Chatzi Amma, then it was wide, an Amma again, Chatzi Amma up, then an Amma wide. Then V'roivet Sholish again it happened. Then it was a wider space of three Ammas. Now V'Elyon on the top three, how was that? Amma Amma, again the first two steps were half an Amma up and an Amma width. And then Bereva, the top one, was Arba, was four Amas wide. So it comes up like this, all these Amas wide, you're using up now 21 Amas. Because the first three were two Amas wide, and then three, that's five. So five times three is 15. And then this last one now is six. So that's how you have 21 Amas. And according to Tanakhama, even though there were 22 Amas there, his one Amma was empty. The first Amma from the Mizbeach, that was a flat. Then the next Amma already started the steps to go up. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Well, Yonah's last platform on top of the step was Amma, Amma, but for Reivet Chamish, the top one was five Amas wide. So according to him, all these steps took up the 22 Amas between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. So these steps right now, these 12 steps, took up this place of these 22 Amas. Mishneh Zayin. Pischa Shel Ulam. Now the opening going into the Ulam, Gavoya Arboyim Amma. This is different than all other openings. So this was a tall 40 Amas, the opening. The Roch B'Yesrim Amma was wide 20 Amas. Now the Chomesh Maltrois Shel Melas Hoyu Agabov. There were five like pieces of wood on top of this, on top of the Pesach, on top of the opening. There was five Maltrois, like for five of these Maltrois are pieces of wood that had pictures on it, made out of melas, that's good wood, called ash wood. And Hatachtoina, the bottom one, Oidefus on a Pesach Amma. The bottom one was only wide, let's say the Pesach was 20 Amas wide, so the bottom one was wide 22 Amas. Then it went one extra Amma on one side, and one extra Amma of Yama Mizer. Shalomav Menu, the next beam on top of that, was a death with Salir, Amma Mizev, Yamma Mizev, there were 24. Nintzit comes out that the fifth one, Yoyna, the fifth beam on top, was Shleshim Amma. Maisha sticked out five on each side, so together it was 30 Amas wide. Then the Nidbach Shalavonim Hoya Ben Kolachas Vyachas. In between one beam and another beam, there was a row of stones to divide up between the beams. That's what it was on top of this Pesach Ulam, was a decoration like these five different beams there, each one 2 Amas wider than the other one. Mishneches. Now a klun soy shel eres, they were like pieces of wood of made out of a cedar wood, or yikfuyim ni koistle shel hechol the koistle shel ulam, like to give support to the ulam. Since the ulam was so tall, it was a tall wall, so to give it support, it shouldn't cave in, they used to have beams going straight across from the wall of the ulam to the inner wall of the koistle. In order that the wall should not move, shouldn't like fall cave in, since it's such a big, tall wall. Now the shalshel shelzov, there were chains of gold, hoyekfuyos betikras ulam. In the ceiling of the ulam, there were golden chains there. Like it went down the middle of the ulam, shedhem, like it was mamish chains coming down from the top on the roof, coming down into the ulam. What do you have these golden chains there? Shebem Pirchakuna, this young Kahanim, Wa'ulan, Burain Yasatoris, used to go up there, and used to see the Ataris, used to want to see the crowns, or the beautiful that was inside the Hechel. The Shinema, the Pasuk says, or inside Ulam. Yeah. So, like in the windows of the Hechel, used to want to see this. Shnemer the pasuk says, "V'ha'toris tio lechelam letuvio v'le'dayoyoy or lechein ben tzfanya lizikorn veichal Hashem." That used to be these atoris, used to be nice pictures of crowns there. So the young Kohen used to want to come up there to see it. So he used to like come down these chains to see them. Now, Geffen Shel Zov, there was like a vine made out of gold. It looked like a vine. Hoysa Nedes HaPischa Shalech. We had before ones that on the entrance into the Heichel, there's like a golden piece, looked like a vine. Mudla Al-Gabi Kunses, it was a folding over, hanging over, beams. Now, Kol Mishu Misnadev, whoever wanted to be Misnadev to the Beis HaMikdash, Olo, a golden leaf, or a gargar, or a golden grape-like, or Yeshkol, like a golden cluster, maybe they bring to the Beis HaMikdash, for Telebon, they would hang it on this type of vine. Now, Omer Reb Lezer ben Reb Yitzchok, that my soy once happened, the Nimno Leh Sholish Meis Kanim, that they counted 300 Kanim that needed to carry it out. That's how much gold there was. When you had the Gemara before, this says, you know, this was a nice guzma, it's a little exaggeration. And such a thing never really happened. They said they stored away so much gold there, they left out 300 Kanim to come to empty it out.